1-0 Wheeling Central. We go to the bottom of the third. The Maroon Knights strike first on a Luke Tiu solo home run to lead off the third, just the second pitch of the inning. Maybe the play that ended that half inning, a game changer for Tyler Consolidated. It'll be Reese Davis, Owen Westbrook, and Nathan Nichols to lead off the bottom third of the order against Braden Cover. First pitch from Cover, up and in for ball one. It's been six up, six down for Cover. However, his offense batted for a long time in that top of the third inning. They were up for close to 20 minutes. It's been a while since he's faced the live hitter. Long pause for Cover. Davis awaits the 1-0. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, 2-0. Two on and one away. Seth Cover, Braden's brother, hit a fly ball to left. Brody Sekman made a diving catch in left center, and then threw to second to double up the runner there. 2-0 down and in for ball three. And that double play put water on what looked to be an emerging Wheeling Central threat. It may have turned things around after the home run at the start of the half inning. Here's the 3-0 pitch. It's taken on the inside edge for a cold strike to Reese Davis. So 1-0 Central on the home run to start the inning.
Good, Dan.
The double play by Tyler Consolidated may have pulled some of that momentum back. Nobody out here. Is the 3-1 pitch to Reese Davis. He swings and bounces to the left side. And it gets past the third baseman, Cover, into left field for a base hit for Reese Davis. First hit of the ball game. Cover trying to play it back off the in-between hop. And it's squirted past into left field for a base hit. So Davis is at first to lead off this third inning. Owen Westbrook stands in. A lefty batter. He and Davis both 1-for-3 in Tyler Consolidated's sectional championship win a week ago Friday. The pitch to Westbrook hits him, got him in the lower half of his right side, and he'll head to first base. So after retiring the first eight he faced in order, Braden Cover has now given up a base hit to Reese Davis on a play that could have been made by big brother Seth at third, and now he's hit Owen Westbrook to put two on. Nobody out here is Mason Nichols. 2 weeks ago, Nichols playing in the sectional tournament. Last week, Nichols busy graduating along with six other teammates. And he did so at the top of the class. Nichols the valedictorian at Tyler Consolidated High School this year. So congratulations to him on that. That's quite the achievement. Time is called as Mason has a quick word at third base with his head coach, Rob Jones. Nobody out. We'll see if Nichols squares the bunt to try to put runners in scoring position here. A stretch from Cover, and now he is squaring the bunt. The pitch taken low and outside. He pulls it back. Silver Knights making the third regional final trip in school history. They've won 10 straight. Wheeling Central, always a perennial contender at this level of the playoffs. Here's the 1-0. Nichols squares, pulls back, and takes a cold strike on the outer edge. 1-1. 1-0 Wheeling Central here in the bottom of the third. Silver Knights threatening. Reese Davis at second, Owen Westbrook at first. Nobody out. Mason Nichols with a 1-1 count from Braden Cover. Leg kick in the pitch. Nichols squares, bunts, foul, and jabs it through a hole in the screen that got into the seats next to the third base dugout.
Oh,
nice. Folks that might have been just a little too comfortable for their own good got out of the way of that one. Nichols the 9-hitter. Nobody out. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swinging, and it's a foul ball off the glove of Coy Lipinski, the catcher. So a reprieve for Nichols. He'll get another look at a 1-2 pitch. And Reese Davis single to left to start the inning. Owen Westbrook hit by a pitch. That's how they got on. Nichols at second. Westbrook at first. Knights look at a tie lead of the game. Nobody out. Bob the third. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curve outside. Good take from Mason Nichols. Top of the order and Jaden Helmick in the on-deck circle. Game one of a best-of-three regional final series. Tyler Consolidated and Wheeling Central. Game two tomorrow night in Wheeling. Check of the runners. The stretch and the 2-2 pitch. Pop foul, out of play, into the screen behind home plate. Ran in on Nichols' hands and jammed him, but he stayed alive. Tyler consolidated, maybe taking a page from the Wheeling Central playbook. Foul, pitch off, and see something better. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Curveball, and Nichols chases that one outside for strike three. First strike out of the game for Wheeling Central's Braden Cover. Back to the top of the order, and Jaden Helmick with one out here in the third. A hit and a hit batsman for Tyler Consolidated. First time through the order against Cover, and they just happened. Helmick flew out to left on a towering fly in the first inning. Cover comes set, checks the runners, and fires. The first pitch, curve outside corner, called strike one. Batting in the third inning, lucky for Helmick in the sectional final, a two-run home run to turn that game around. Here's the 0-1. He swings and grounds this one to the left side, diving stop. Peyton Hildebrand is short. He'll get up, no throw. It's an infield single. And the bases are loaded for Zane Billings here in the third inning. Wise decision for Peyton Hildebrand to stick that one in his back pocket. He was not going to throw anybody out. But the base is full with one out. Corner infielders even with the bags. Double play depth in the middle for Wheeling Central. And the catcher, Zay Billings, stands in. Royal blue hand towel coming out of the back of his waistband. Here's the pitch to him. Swings it, hits it high and deep. Left field, Carson Coons on the run. Can't get to it. It bounces in. It's going to go all the way to the fence. Davis scores. We're tied. Owen Westbrook around third. Tyler leads. Right behind him, a hit first dive scores Jaden Helmick on a three-run double by Zay Billings. And Tyler Consolidated has grabbed a 3-1 lead here in the bottom half of the third inning. Carson Coons was playing really shallow in left field. Even if he were playing deeper, I'm not sure he gets to that one. It bounced and one-hopped the fence. Davis scored easily to tie it. Westbrook behind him to give Tyler the lead. And Helmick with a flourish, a head-first dive with a cherry on top of that three-run double. Ethan Clark bats with one out and a runner on. The pitch to him is down and in for ball one. Swag fully restored to the Tyler Consolidated dugout. 3-1, they lead it, bottom of the third, one away. Billings at second after his double. Pitch to Clark is lifted into right center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Billings had to hold up to make sure it got down, so he'll only take third on the Ethan Clark single. That's Tyler's fourth hit of the inning. Here's the seventh man to bat for the Knights this inning, Ty Walton. Second time through the order. This Tyler Consolidated team figuring things out against right-hander Braden Cover. We'll see a visit to the mound from Wheeling Central. Will they break the seal on their bullpen? Again, we're told Seth Cover, the third baseman, would be his day to pitch tomorrow. But in a tournament, it's double elimination, best of three series, plans may change. Inning still not complete. Tyler with two on and one away. And a dangerous hitter in Ty Walton at the plate. Reese Davis singled past the third baseman Seth Cover to start the inning on a ball that some may score an error. I gave him a hit on it. Possibly and probably should have been stopped at third and an out recorded on that one. Then Owen Westbrook hit by a pitch. Mason Nichols strikes out. Helmick with an infield single. And then Zade Billings doubles to unload the bases and give Tyler the lead. He takes third on Ethan Clark's single. Runners at the corners. Billings for himself at third. And Clark at first base. Here's Ty Walton. The pitch to him is swung on. Bounce to the shortstop. Good in the inning. Scooped up by Hildebrand. He'll step on the bag at second for one. Throw to first. It's in time for the inning-ending double play. Huge defensive play for Peyton Hildebrand to get that 6-3 double play on the first pitch to Ty Walton. But the Silver Knights strike and reclaim the lead, or claim the lead for the first time. A hit batsman, four hits in the inning, and the big one, Zay Billings, three-run double. Three innings in the books. It's Tyler Consolidated 3, Wheeling Central 1 on Light Rock 93R.